So today we are going to discuss from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, text number 25. Labhante Brahma Nirvanam Rishakshina Kalmasha Chinna Dvaidva Yatatmana Sarvabhuta Hiterata Labhante Brahma Nirvanam Rishakshina Kalmasha Chinna Dvaidha Yatatmana Sarvabhuta Hiterata Labhante Brahma Nirvanam Rishakshina Kalmasha Chinna Dvaidha Yatatmana Sarvabhuta Hiterata. Labhante achieve Brahma Nirvanam, liberation in the Supreme. Rishaya, those who are active within. Shinakalmasha, who are devoid of all sins. Chinna, having torn off. Dvaidha, duality. Yataatmana, engaged in self-realization. Sarvabhuta, for all living entities. Hite, in welfare work. Rata, engaged. Translation. Those who are beyond the dualities that arise from doubts, whose minds are engaged within, who are always busy working for the welfare of all living beings, and who are free from all sins, achieve liberation in the Supreme. Purport. Only a person who is fully in Krishna consciousness can be said to be engaged in welfare work for all living entities. When a person is actually in the knowledge that Krishna is the fountainhead of everything, then when he acts in that spirit, he acts for everyone. The sufferings of humanity are due to forgetfulness of Krishna, the Supreme Enjoyer, the Supreme Proprietor, and the Supreme Friend. Therefore, to act to revive this consciousness within the entire human society is the highest welfare work. One cannot be engaged in such first-class welfare work without being liberated in the Supreme. A Krishna conscious person has no doubt about the supremacy of Krishna. He has no doubt because he is completely freed from all sins. This is the state of divine love. A person engaged only in ministering to the physical welfare of human society cannot factually help anyone. Temporary relief of the external body and the mind is not satisfactory. The real cause of one's difficulties in the hard struggle for life may be found in one's forgetfulness of his relationship with the Supreme Lord. When a man is fully conscious of his relationship with Krishna, he is actually a liberated soul, although he may be in the material tabernacle. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavade Pashyate Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gartishe Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girin Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Gurun Dinatarinam So here in this verse, translation begins. Those who are beyond the dualities that arise from doubts. So everybody in this material world is undergoing different sorts of dualities, and because of that, everybody is suffering in this material world. Krishna says further in Bhagavad Gita, Ichha Dvesha Samuthena Dvandh Mohena Bharata Sarvabhutani Sammoham Sarge Yanti Parantapa. The living entities are born in this material world because of dualities that arise from desire and hate. So desire and hate, we desire something and we hate something. Prabhupada writes in that purport that what are the different dualities in this material world, like happiness and distress, heat and cold, summer and winter. Other place Prabhupada writes, birth and death, all these things are nothing but dualities. We want something, we do not want something. And why these dualities arise? Because people are doubtful. It's very clear from this stanza, in this particular verse. Those who are beyond the dualities that arise from doubts. So duality, the cause of the dualities are the different types of doubts that occur. In the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was similarly doubtful because he was undoubtful, and because of that he was under duality that whether to fight the battlefield or not to fight the battlefield. Krishna took the chariot of Arjuna in the middle of both the armies, the Pandavas and the Kauravas, and there Krishna showed the great fighters from the opposite side. And when Arjuna saw the great fighters who were his guru, uncles, his brothers, his cousins, and different relatives, so Arjuna went into bewilderment that whether to fight or whether not to fight. So in this way Prabhupada writes that Arjuna was making the background for Krishna to speak Bhagavad Gita. Because just like Arjuna was perplexed in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, everyone in the material world is perplexed in a similar way. So in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was arguing with Krishna and he was saying that I will not fight. Krishna said, if you will not fight, then they will kill you. Arjuna said, accepted. Even if they will kill me, they are my superiors. I will be killed, but I will not raise weapons against them. Because they are my gurus, they are my elders. How can I use weapons against such great personalities like Bhishma and Dronacharya? So in this way Arjuna was arguing with Krishna. And Krishna increased the bewilderment of Arjuna more and more by putting forward different arguments. So ultimately Arjuna was unable to decide that what to do in such circumstances, because he was in the duality. So in Arjuna then surrenders to Krishna. He says, Karpanya dosha pahat svabhava pichhami tam dharma samudhe chetra. यथेयस्या निश्चितं भुहि तन्मे शिष्यस्ते हम शादी मानता हूँ प्रपन्नम। कार्पण्य दोष बहुत स्वभाव। He says that, O Lord, I am now bewildered about my duty. Therefore, I am taking shelter of you. Ichhami tam dharma samur cheta. I do not know what is my dharma, what is to be done and what is not to be done. Yachaya sanishtam bhuhitanva shishyastiham sadhimam tapra. Therefore, I take shelter of you. Please instruct me. So, as soon as Arjuna surrenders to Krishna, what Krishna does? Krishna immediately chastises Arjuna. Krishna says, Asuchyananva suchastam pragyavadam shabhasasi. Gatasunya nanu suchanti pandita. You are mourning for what is not worthy of grief. Those who are truly wise, they lament neither for living nor for the dead. Both living, the birth and the death, they are the dualities in the material world. Similarly, happiness, distress, man, women, this is also duality. Prabhupada writes in the verse, Ichhadeshi Samuttana, purport to that verse. All these are dualities. So in this way, Arjuna surrenders to Krishna, Krishna chastises, and Arjuna starts to put various types of questions. And Krishna started to answer the different types of questions that Arjuna was posting before. So then, finally Krishna said, at the end of Bhagavad Gita, now I have told you everything. Itite jnan makhyatam guhyat guhyataramaya vimrishyatad sheshena yathachisitatakurum. I have explained you everything, the most knowledge that is even more confidential. Itite jnan makhyatam guhyat guhyataramaya. And vimrishyatada sheshena. Now you use your intelligence and decide what to do. Then still Arjuna was not understanding what to do, what not to do. So Krishna was looking upon his dear friend Arjuna, and therefore Krishna spoke the most important instruction of Srimad Bhagavad Gita in two verses. Krishna said, Manmana bhavmad bhakta madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vashisyaptam te pati jane priyamasime. Always think of me, become my devotee. Manmana bhavmad bhakta madhyaji mam namaskuru. Offer your obeisances unto me. In this way you will come to me. Second verse that he says, Sardharman parityaje mamekam sharanam vraja. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me, and I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions, do not worry. Here also it is stated at the end of the translation that who are free from all sins achieve liberation in the Supreme. So in this way, those who surrender unto Krishna, Krishna takes away all their sinful reactions. And when all their sinful reactions are completely gone, then what happens? Then divine love appears in the heart. It is stated here in purport. A Krishna conscious person has no doubt about the supremacy of Krishna. He has no doubt. Why? Because he is completely freed from all sins. And Prabhupada is writing, this is the state of divine love. When one becomes completely freed from all sins and he has no doubt at all about Krishna, then at that stage, that is the state of divine love. Krishna further tells after Ichhadesh Samuthena verse in Bhagavad Gita, Yesham tantagatam papam jananam pune karmanam te dvandamohanir mukta bhajante maam dharvata. Those who have acted piously in their previous life and in this life and who have come to the end of their sins, Yesham tantagatam papam jananam pune karmana te dvandamohanir, they worship me with firm determination. Bhajante maam dradvata. Firm determination they worship me. So the sins can be eradicated in this way by taking shelter of Krishna, as Krishna tells in Sarvadharmana Paritya verse. But Prabhupada writes in Bhagavatam 8.5.23 that surrender to Krishna is not so easy. Krishna demands surrender to himself. So, but Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he does not demand surrender. He allows us to chant the holy name of the Lord. And in this way one can very easily get free from all the sinful reactions. Nama Sankirtana Hite, Nama Sankirtana Mesa Sarvan Arthanas. All the anarthas are destroyed. And Sarva Subodhaya Krishna Prema Rullas. Krishna Prem also becomes manifest in the heart. Bhagavatam also tells this thing, Nam Sankirtana Mesa Sarva Papa Pranashana. Simply by performing Nam Sankirtan, all the sins are eradicated. So, in the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna the two verses. Then what Arjuna says to Krishna? Arjuna says that Nashto moha smitir labdha tat prasadan maya chuta istito asmi gata sandhya karishya vachanam tah. O Lord, Nashto moha, my illusion is not dispelled. I have regained my memory, smriti labdha. How? Tat prasadad maya chuta, by your grace. Stito asmi gata sandeha. Now my all the sandeh or all the doubts are eradicated. Karishya vachanamta. And I am ready to act as you want me to act. So in this way all the doubts of Arjuna was eradicated by the powerful instructions that Krishna imparted in Bhagavad Gita. Srimad Bhagavatam 8th canto asserts that Sarvendriya guna drashte sarpate hetave asatta chaya yoktaya sada bhasaya tenamaha. Krishna is the director of all the senses. Sarvendriya guna drashte sarpate hetave asatta chaya yoktaya. Krishna is the director of all the senses and all the doubts can be eradicated only by His grace. And in this way when all the doubts are eradicated, He can proceed very easily towards the lotus feet of Krishna. There is instance when Yudhishthira Maharaj was there, then he was very morose after the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and Vyasdev, Krishna himself and other great personalities, they tried to convince to Yudhishthira Maharaj that, you know, this is the way that providence acts, but Yudhishthira Maharaj was not getting convinced. Krishna was also instructing Yudhishthira Maharaj to become free from lamentation, because Yudhishthira Maharaj was thinking that he was the cause of killing so many people in the battle of Kurukshetra. So Vishnu Chakratipat states that how come that Krishna is trying to convince somebody and is not getting convinced. He says the same Krishna was trying to convince Yudhishthira Maharaj from outside, and the same Krishna was there within as Chaitanya Guru, as Paramatma, and the same Krishna from within was not letting Yudhishthira Maharaj get convinced about what he was trying to convince him externally. Because Krishna was wanting that Yudhishthira Maharaj shall get convinced from whom? From Bhishmadev. So Sarvendriya Guna Drashte Sarpate Hetave. Krishna is the director of all the senses. And only by His grace can all the doubts be eradicated. So if we want to eradicate our doubts, whose shelter we have to take? We have to take Krishna's shelter. Here in the beginning of translation it comes, dualities that arise from doubts. What are these doubts? So the two demon, the demon Madhusudan, he is the representative of doubt. There are various demons in the different pastimes that Krishna performs on this earthly planet. So how this demon Madhu was killed, Madhusudan was killed, there is a narration regarding this. Once upon a time, Lord Krishna had imparted Vedic knowledge to Brahmaji. So Brahmaji, after taking Vedic knowledge, he was there, and the two demons, Madhu and Kaitav, they performed severe austerity and they pleased Brahma. And when they pleased Brahma, then they got benediction from Brahma that they will be killed only if they will let somebody to kill them. If they will not let somebody, they will want somebody to kill them, that, oh, yes, you can kill me now. When they agree that, yes, you can kill me now, then only they can kill, otherwise not. So in this way, Brahma gave them benediction, and the two demons, they took away the Vedic knowledge from Brahmaji later on. So the two demons took away Vedic knowledge. Then what happened is Lord Vishnu appeared there. Lord Krishna appeared in the form of Madhus. Anyway, the name later on he got by killing the demon. So Krishna appeared there. And the two demons were there. They were fighting all over the world and nobody was conquering them. Both the demons were very powerful. Because unless they agree that, yes, I shall be killed by you, nobody can kill them. So in this way, two demons, they became very, very egoistic, that nobody can conquer us. So Krishna approached the two demons and Krishna said that I want something from you. The demons were very proud that, you know, we are the conquerors. Nobody has defeated us and nobody can defeat us. In this way, they were very proud and they said, yes, whatever you want to ask, you ask from us. And Krishna told them that first you tell me that you will give me whatever I will ask, then only I will ask you. Then the demon said, yes, yes, you ask whatever. Then Krishna said, what? It is my desire to kill you. I want to kill you. Then the demon said, okay, you can kill us. Because demons were so proud by conquering the entire universe that they were thinking that now nobody can kill us. So they said, okay, you can kill us. So then Krishna killed both the demons, and in this way his name became what? Madhusudan. So here is a great lesson for all of us. This Madhu is a representative of the personification of doubt. So only when we go to Krishna and we pray to Krishna that, oh my dear Lord, this is the doubt in my heart, please kill this doubt, then only Lord Madhusudan will kill the doubt. It is all in the hands of Lord Madhusudan whether to kill the doubt or not. So from this particular pastime, it's clear that we have to approach Krishna, whatever doubt we may have. Same Krishna appears externally as a Chaitya Guru, and same Krishna appears internally in the form of Paramatma as Chaitya Guru, and he appears externally. As a spiritual master. So the function of both, Prabhupada writes, that function of both the spiritual master and Paramatma is to eradicate the doubts of the disciple. So whose doubts they can eradicate? Only those who approach them to eradicate the doubts. If somebody maintains duplicity, he cannot have his doubts get cleared. Once Srila Gauravind Maharaj was there, and he was giving lecture, and after giving lecture, there were question answer. So yeah, so one of his disciple asked question, and after the disciple asked question, Maharaj answered the question, and Maharaj said, "So your doubt is clear?" And he said, "Yes, yes, Maharaj. I got the answer to my question." And Maharaj said, he is simply shaking his head. His doubts are not clear, yet he is shaking the head. So this is the sign of duplicity, Maharaj explains. How one can understand that whether his heart is simple or not? So there are three examples that Maharaj gives. One example is that, for example, let us say people are sitting in Prasadam hall and somebody is a voracious eater. He eats 15, 16 chapatis maybe. And there is a person next to him sitting, he eats just maybe 2 chapatis. So he has now finished his eating, 2 chapatis has taken. And the person who eats 15, 16 chapatis, he has already taken 6, 7 chapatis. So he thinks that, oh, if I will take more than this, what this fellow will think about me. So Maharaj says this is the sign of duplicity. You are so much hungry, your eating is so much, yet you are now stopping. Why? Because you are concerned about what other person is going to think about me. You should ask more chapatis. Otherwise, you will remain hungry. Similarly, another example he gives is that in a classroom, the teacher teaches something to the students, and then at last he asks, "Okay, everybody has understood?" And the students say, "Yes, yes, we understood." "You have understood?" In the background, in the back, "Yes, I understood everything." Maharaj says he has not understood anything, yet he says like this. Why? Because if he'll say only "I have not understood," then what other students are going to think about me? They're going to laugh at me. So in this way, the desire for prestige is there, that what others are going to think about me, and the person maintains duplicity. Other example he gives is, just like a woman has come on the stage to show a performance. So she has come on the stage to show up a performance, and when she goes on the stage, she is putting veil upon her face, covering her body from every side, and in this way she is trying to perform the performance. So Maharaj says that this is the sign of duplicity. At the very first place, the woman has gone on the stage to show up to everyone. And now what she is trying to do? She is trying to bring in the mind of the those who are viewers that I am a very shy fellow, I am a very shy woman, very chaste woman. She is trying to show up in this way. But internally she wants to show up to everyone by performing a dance. So this is not chastity actually. So in this way, this is what duplicity. So only those who are free from duplicity, they can have their doubts get cleared. In Bhagavatam 3rd canto, Lord Kapildev tells to Mata Devahuti, "Mad bhakta pratibuddhartho mad prasadena bhuyasa nishreyasam sasanthanam kaivalyakhyam madashyam prapnoti hanjasa dhira swadrisha chhina sanchaya yad gatvana nivartete yogi linga dinirgame." Who can go to the supreme abode, the spiritual world, and never come back to this material world? Yad gatva na nivartete yogi linga dinirgame. Who can go to that abode? So he is telling mad bhakta, my devotee, mad bhakta pratibuddharthe mad prasadena bhuyasa. My devotee, by my unlimited causeless mercy, when he goes over there, how he goes over there? मत प्रसाद निश्चय संस्थानम कैवल्याख्य मदाश्रयम दैट सुप्रीम अबोड विच इज द अल्टीमेट डेस्टिनेशन ऑफ द परमहंसास. सो कैवल्याख्य मदाश्रयम प्राप्नोति हंसा धीरा स्वदृशा छिन्न संशय. वेन इज ऑल डाउट्स आर इरेडिकेटेड स्वदृशा छिन्न संशय ऑल द डाउट्स आर इरेडिकेटेड देन he can very easily proceed towards that eternal, imperishable, transcendental abode. And how this happens? Mad bhakta prati buddhartho mad prasadena bhuyasa. By my unlimited causeless mercy upon him, upon my devotee. So devotees, they approach Krishna and the spiritual master to get eradicated from all the doubts. One time, one devotee came to me and he had some doubts and he asked me and he said, he just came to me, I looked at me, I was reading something, I saw him and I asked him what happened. He said to me, I have some doubts. I said to him, go to Gaurantai. And he started to roll in the ground. Oh, how it is possible, like that he started to say. So people lack faith that Gaur Nithai, Krishna Balaram, Radhishyam, they cannot clear up the doubts. So this faith is not there. How this faith will come? By going to their lotus feet and putting before them our doubts. In the very beginning to take up their spiritual life, how one acts? How one gets a spiritual master? Is it by one's own endeavor one will get the spiritual master? So scripture and the acharyas have asserted that one can get guru only by the grace of Krishna. There is no other way to get guru. Our acharyas have stated that if one simply depends upon one's own empirical understanding to find out a guru, then there is most likely that he will get cheated. Krishna will cheat him. Who can understand that who is a bogus guru? And who is not a bogus guru? Who is a genuine guru? It is all Krishna knows. Putana, when she entered, Putana represents bogus guru. When she entered the land of Raja, then she was going to different houses and she was killing many, many children. And when she was killing many, many children, after she killed many children, she went to the house of Nanda Baba. And Yashoda Maya and Rohini Maya, they saw Putana. Even Yashoda and Maya and Rohini Maya, after seeing the Putana, what they thought? They thought that, oh, she is goddess of fortune. So they also could not understand Krishna. They also could not understand Putana. That she is not the goddess of fortune, but she is the one who is sent by Kamsa to kill baby Krishna, the bogus guru. So in this way, Putana, Yashoda Maya and Rohini Maya, they allowed Putana to go to Krishna. And when Putana went to Krishna, then Krishna saw Putana and he immediately understood that who she is. Krishna understood, but Yashoda Maya and Rohini Maya could not understand. So it is only by the grace of Krishna that one gets guru actually. Therefore, acharyas have stated that in order to get guru, what one has to do? One has to go to Krishna and one has to pray to Krishna to get the shelter of guru. Whether Diksha Guru or a Shiksha Guru. Then when by the grace of Krishna one gets guru, such a guru, when he tries to serve him sincerely, then in due course of time his doubts will get eradicated by the grace of such a guru and Krishna. So here in the translation it comes, whose minds are engaged within, who are always busy working for the welfare of all living beings, and who are free from all sins, achieve liberation in the Supreme. So again, one more thing regarding the doubts I want to make up. That when the doubts will get cleared up, how one will understand that all the doubts are cleared up, and that there is an end to doubt now, no more doubts. How it happens? How it happened to in the case of Arjuna? He understood. He was firmly convinced about what Krishna spoke at last in the Bhagavad Gita. Similarly, in Bhagavatam, first canto, it is stated that Saint Vidur, when he returned back, when he was discussing with Maitreya Muni, and then he returned back to Hastinapur, having put end to all his question, it is stated, Yavatah Kritvan Prashnan Kshata Kaushar Vagata Jataika Bhakti Govinde Tebhyascho Paramaha. So Vidur Maharaj, he stopped putting questions. He retired from putting questions to Maitreya Muni when he was firmly convinced that bhakti unto the lotus feet of Lord Govinda is everything. Jataika Bhaktir Govinde Tebhyascho Pararamaha. He stopped putting questions anymore now because he was now convinced. And after that, he took leave from there and he came to Hastinapur. And when he came to Hastinapur, he was received by Dhritarashtra, by Gandhari, by Subhadra, and by Pandavas, Yudhishthira Maharaj. Everyone received them, and Yudhishthira Maharaj welcomed Vidur. He gave him very nice place to be comfortable, and after that he fed him sumptuously. And after he fed him sumptuously, then Yudhishthira asked various questions. And then Vidur and everybody, when they went to take rest, then in the presence of Gandhari, Vidur tried to convince to the Dhritarashtra also to make him free from the doubts. And at this time, he convinced Dhritarashtra that where you are living, you are living at the cost of Bhima, who has killed your so many sons. Just like a dog you are living. So in this way, Vidur Maharaj convinced Dhritarashtra, and Dhritarashtra left from there. Left home, and Vidur also left behind. So how come Dhritarashtra took up the path? He went to the Himalayas and to perform the austerities over there. How come? Because his doubts were eradicated. He was still trying to live, but then Vidur Maharaj smashed all the doubts within the mind of Dhritarashtra. And when he left, his wife Gandhari also left from behind. As a chaste wife, she followed her husband. So whether the husband or a wife, everybody has to very, very sincere in their devotional practice in order to attain to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So anyway, they left, and Dhritarashtra performed austerities in the Himalayan mountains, and by mystic yoga he burned his body on the seventh day, and his wife Gandhari also entered the fire. She also attained the same destination. Prabhupada writes there in purport that Gandhari was no less than Bhishma, because she was so chaste that she followed her husband exactly, perfectly. Later on, this is stated that Pandavas also left, and the to the wives of the Pandavas, that is Draupadi and Subhadra, they saw that their husbands have left without caring about them. So there it is stated, Draupadi cha tadagaya pati naman pekshatam vasudeva bhavati hekantamati raputam. Draupadi and Subhadra, they saw that their husbands have left, and because they were practiced in devotional service, therefore they also meditated upon the lotus feet of Krishna, and they also attained the same destination. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that everybody has to fly his own plane. When the plane is in air, everybody is flying his own plane in the air. Father, mother, or husband, or brothers, or spiritual master, they all can give direction before death comes. When the plane is on the ground, then training is given. But at the time of death, everybody has to take shelter of those instructions previously received, and everybody has to fly their own plane. So how one can receive instructions properly? Until unless they are free from doubts. So in this way, Draupadi and Subhadra, they were, because they had perfectly followed the principles initiated in regards to devotional practice, therefore they also attained the same destination as their husbands. Here one statement is there, whose minds are engaged within. This is very important, that mind should be engaged within. One should not get yoked up with external world simply. In this material world, people see fault in somebody and they try to broadcast that fault, that this is, he is like this, or they are like that. So they become yoked up upon the faults only, not trying to change one's own self. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that when faults in others misguide and delude you, then be patient, be introspective. Find faults in yourself, know that others cannot harm you unless you harm yourself. So only we are there who can harm our own self. There is nobody external who can harm us. There are many examples regarding this in the scriptures, that how personalities have received the guidance and how they got cleared up from their doubts. For example, in Bhagavatam 5th canto, it comes in the case of Rahugana. When Rahugana was there, he was Rahugana or the Jada Bharat. Rahugana was being carried by the palanquin carriers, and they were searching after one palanquin carrier, and they find Jada Bharat. Rahugana could not understand that this is a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the beginning. In the beginning, I was mentioning this thing, that how one can understand a pure devotee, a spiritual master. King Rahugana could not understand that Jada Bharat is a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord. So he engaged even Jada Bharat also to carry the palanquin. So when he was carrying the palanquin, he saw some ants on the way, and he was stopping in between. He was trying to protect the ants. Then Rahugana became very angry and he spoke some sarcastic words to Jada Bharat, and then again Jada Bharat, he did not give any heed to what Rahugana said. He started to carry palanquin again, just like before. Then this time Rahugana, he became very angry and he said that, I will punish you just like Yamaraj punishes the sinful man. And upon this, Jada Bharat became a little bit disturbed and he started to speak. When he started to speak, then Rahugana, he came down from his palanquin and he offered obeisances. And in this way there was discussion between both Rahugana and Jada Bharat. And at last Rahugana says, what? Who are you? By your presence, all the contradictions in my mind are resolved. All the contradictions are resolved. All the doubts or all the contradictions, they get resolved by the grace of such a spiritual master. So when Rahugana's all contradiction in his mind were resolved, what did he do? Jada Bharat left, and Rahugana, he left his kingdom and he took to the path of devotional life. This is what happens when all the doubts become clear. Arjuna also did the same thing. King Rahugana did the same thing. And if you see in Bhagavatam 3rd canto, when Lord Kapildev instructed Mother Devahuti, after that Lord Kapildev also left. Lord Kapildev left, then what did Devahuti do? She performed severe austerities. She forgot about her bodily comforts. And she attained the same destination, a spiritual abode, as she was instructed by her son, Lord Kapildev. So thank you very much. Yeah, anybody has got any question? Time is already over. O sky of Bharat, surrender unto him utterly. By his grace you will attain transcendental peace and the supreme and eternal abode. Same thing. Yes. So your question is that by our own endeavor we cannot do anything. Okay. So Prabhuji is telling that it is only by the grace of first Prabhu that Lord is only doing everything. By his grace only one can become devotee. So there is a pastime regarding this in Krishna book. Mother Yashoda was trying to bind baby Krishna, and when she was trying to bind baby Krishna, what was happening there? She was putting her endeavor to bind Krishna, and rope was getting always short by two fingers. Okay, why it was going short by two fingers? The two fingers represent our own endeavor and Krishna's grace. So when we endeavor from our own side, then grace from Krishna's side comes. Mother Yashoda was trying to bind Krishna. She collected so many ropes. She took the ropes of her all the cows, and from her neighbors also she took the ropes. She endeavored so much. Still she was not able to bind Krishna. At last Krishna became pleased. Seeing the endeavor of Mother Yashoda, Krishna became pleased, and Krishna agreed to be bound by Mother Yashoda. So only when, therefore the mercy is causeless. You know, I was quoting this verse. Mat bhakta padibuddhartho mat pasadena bhuyasa. By my unlimited causeless mercy. Vishnathakriti Thakur explains that causeless means what? Causeless means that which has got no cause. We cannot put our logic behind that. He gives explanation upon this. Just like, for example, a spiritual master is there. He has got so many disciples. So a spiritual master may try to take everybody back to the kingdom of God. So if it is so that Krishna is bound upon this, then it is a cause actually. It is a cause that, okay, if a spiritual master has agreed, I am going to take him back to the Godhead. But his mercy is causeless. And scriptures also state this, that Krishna's grace comes through the spiritual master. Right? So certainly Krishna's grace comes through the spiritual master. But the spiritual master may try to take all his disciples back to Godhead. At ultimately Krishna maintains this right, that whom to take, whom not to take. So although Krishna's grace comes through the spiritual master, amongst them he knows whom to take, whom to not take. It is causeless. So every individual has to struggle. Draupadi cha tadagyaya pati naman apekshata. When they saw that their good husbands had left, then they took to the instruction, shelter of the instructions. They were very sincere in understanding, and they took shelter of the instruction. They attained the same destination. So they also endeavored. They tried to put up their mind upon Krishna. Then it is stated. So everybody has to endeavor, and finally Krishna's grace comes. And Prabhupada states that Krishna's grace is not very difficult actually. It can kind of come upon anyone. It can come very easily. I don't remember the verse. But anyway, just like sun is there. Prabhupada gives example. Sun is there, and if suppose it's very winter season, it's very cold season, and sun rays have come. Then if you are simply sitting inside, you cannot receive the grace of the sun. You have to go outside to receive it. You have to put some endeavor in that case. Similarly, to attain the mercy of Krishna, we have to put some endeavor. Then Krishna's grace comes. So, you also have some questions. Prabhuji is asking, what is the cause of duplicity? So, just like I gave example that Gauravind Maharaj tells, why the student was there, he was not saying that, no, I have not understood. Why he was telling? Because he was desiring that other students should not laugh at me. He was desiring that they should praise me actually. They should also understand that I am also a very intelligent fellow. Puja la pratishtha basically. We want fame, adoration, distinction. We do not, although we may have doubt, but we will not post. Because we think that, oh, in front of everyone, my Guruji is going to chastise me. What others are going to think about me. So this is basically puja la pratishtha. Yeah. Similarly, I gave another example. If people are sitting in a row, one is sitting 2 chapatis, one is sitting 15 chapatis. So what is thinking? What this fellow is going to think about me? Right. So that is the cause. And the root cause of all this is ichcha and dvesh. Krishna tells ichcha dvesh. Ichcha dvesha samuttena dvandva mohena bharata. Why one is born in this material world? Because of desire and hate. Yeah. So how to get rid of all these things? There is a very easy way to get rid of all these things. In the Bhagavatam 2.1.11 this is stated. What is the process that we will adopt? That we can get rid of all the doubts or all the duality, etc. It says, etan nirvidyamana nam ichchata mukto bhayam. Yogi nam nipanirnitam harer namanu kirtanam. Sukadeva Goswami tells, Prabhupada writes in last verse of the Chatushloki Shloka Bhagavatam that this verse is the conclusion of whole Bhagavatam. Huh? Yeah. Last verse of Chatushloki Shloka in the purport Prabhupada writes. It says, O King, constant chanting of the holy names of the Lord after ways of the great authorities is doubtless and fearless way of success for all. Is doubtless and fearless way of success. Dualities, here it is written, dualities that arise from doubts. How will you get free from all those doubts? Constant chanting of the holy names of the Lord after ways of the great authorities. Ways of the great authorities. Who says this? So Sri Deva Goswami tells, Prabhupada writes in the purport, all the acharyas, nirnita, the word used is nirnita, all the acharyas, they agree to this. That constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after ways of the great authorities is doubtless and fearless way of success for whom? From neophyte, madhyamadhikari, uttamadhikari, for one who is completely engrossed in material activities, everyone. For all, including those, it's a study in translation, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyments, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. For everyone, one stock solution is what? Constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Recommended by whom? Nirnita. Recommended by all the acharyas. Prabhupada writes in 6th Canto Purport, also one of the Purport, that all the Shastras and all the Acharyas, they recommend chanting of the holy name of the Lord for the age of Kali Yuga. How Kali Yuga is distinguished? Kali Yuga is symptomized by age of quarrel and hypocrisy. In the opposite of simplicity is hypocrisy, or the duplicity is same as hypocrisy. So whatever symptoms of Kali Yuga are there, they all can get eradicated. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Iti Shodshakam Namnam Kali Kalmoshanashanam. Iti Shodshakam, these 16 syllables of Mahamantra. Whatever Kali Kalmosh is there, whatever problems are there in the age of Kali Yuga, Kali Kalmoshanashanam, it eradicates all of them. Nata Paratar Payasarve Dishkrishiti. One cannot find more powerful means than this in the entire Vedic literature. Hare Krishna. Anything else? Thank you very much. Please chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.